This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now is Dan Dalrymple, the head strength and conditioning coach. He was hired on February 2nd of 2006. He's been around a long time. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, your resume is not like most coaches' resumes look like you work for a travel agent. Yours is beautiful. You went to Miami of Ohio, right? Played 4 years. Yep. Then you coached there for 19 years. And then you came here for 16 years. So, you know, two stops. But I want to go back to where you met Coach Payton. That would have been 94, 95. You were at Miami of Ohio. You were coaching. He was coaching. But then, you know, you get hired here in 2006. I assume the relationship continued. Kind of take me through those 2 years, then kind of how he called you in 06.
So basically, 94, 95, we're on the same staff. He's the quarterback coach. I'm the head strength and conditioning coach there. And working together, and you kind of get a mutual respect with people that you're working for. He went on and moved, had several moves in the course of time. It was funny because we're young coaches together, and there's a couple of us, and he would talk about, hey, someday when I'm a head coach, you know, I want to hire you to be, you know, for me, the strength coach. And, you know, Aaron Cromer, who was our offensive line coach back when we won the Super Bowl here, was on our staff as well. And he would talk about him being the offensive line coach and those kind of things. And then over the course of time, as Sean moved along from Illinois and brief stint at Maryland, and he's in Philadelphia and obviously in Giants and the Cowboys, he would have opportunities to get jobs. And he'd call, you know, I'd get a phone call every once in a while, and he'd say, hey, I'm on this job. I was thinking about putting the band back together. Are you available? You know, so that happened. Obviously, in 2006, and you know, here we go. And you know, it's kind of one of those things where, in coaching, you come across people. You know, some of them are, you really say, "Wow, this guy's really sharp," and this is somebody I really want to work with in the future, and you know, I can trust this person. And so, I think those are things that hopefully I showed to Sean, and obviously, something worked out because he thought to reach back and give me the opportunity to come here, and it's worked out great so far.
Now, Dan, how do you work out? Because it varies from season to season. You look at the off season when you're training the players, the strength and conditioning program. What do you do when all of a sudden you have significant players that are hurt, like Alvin Kamara, and all of a sudden Mark Ingram, you got Ryan Ramczyk, Teron Armstead, Passanio, then Davenport now with his shoulder. It's all different parts of their body.
Yep.
So do y'all look at all the individual players and, okay, this might be hurting you, but you still got to work out these other muscle groups and whenever it's time for you to lift. Just break that down for the fans.
Yeah. Basically, what you're doing at all times, you know, our goal is obviously to put these players back on the field as big and strong and fast and resilient as they can be. And when a player is injured or has a specific injury history, you're going to take that into account when you're putting together a program for them. You know, if they're injured, like in season right now, you have some injured players, obviously. Our athletic training staff, our physical therapists are working directly with the injured area, And then as strength and conditioning coaches, we're assisting in that area, and we're also looking at, you know, the rest of the body, because if a person has a knee injury, you can't let their upper body get weak. You can't let their conditioning level go down. So you have to adjust, and you have to be able to look at it and say, how can I achieve these goals without, you know, re-injuring the person, you know, or doing something to set them back. And so it's a continuing challenge. And so, you know, it really depends on, you know, is it an upper body injury, is it a lower body injury, what we're able to do. And so there's varied approaches, but you have to set it up. It's really on a case-by-case basis, because you can have two players that have maybe a similar injury or the exact same injury, and they may have different needs, you know, based on their position. You know, you have an offensive lineman with a knee injury, it's a little bit different than a running back with a knee injury, you know. So you have to look at some different things there. But so that's the biggest challenge that we have, especially in the NFL, because the NFL is a 100% injury sport. At some point, you know this, at some point, right, Everybody's got something they're dealing with. And so even the guys that don't show up on the injury report, you know, they got something that's bothering them. And a guy will come into me and, you know, he's playing, he's practicing, he's going, but, you know, hey, I've got this that's bothering me a little bit, so can I get an adjustment for this exercise that we're doing in the weight room? And so you have to be, you know, I just say, you know, keep your head on a swivel and your feet chopping. You got to be ready to go and adjust as you go along, because the one thing that's not acceptable is we don't stop. The train doesn't stop moving just because there's a setback like that. You got to continue to go so that when the guy's ready to go, he's ready to go. And we get there, you know, we're able to have the best product we can have.
Now, you know, Dan, when you're looking at it also, the active roster versus the practice squad, and obviously the practice squad, you could be all of a sudden activated for the game. But overall, when you look at the practice squad numbers, and I guess if you're still in the building, a few injured reserve players, do they have a different type workout leading into, let's say you're playing Sunday to Sunday, leading into the weekend, that maybe the active roster player wouldn't have that same workout? On a Friday or a Saturday type thing.
Absolutely. If we know for a fact that a guy's not going to be up on Sunday, or in this case on Thursday, we will add additional work to them to make sure that they're, you know, getting the same kind of workload that they would get if they were playing. Because part of the, you know, in the NFL, a lot of the conditioning that maintaining, you know, the guys in peak condition is playing in the games. The reps take in the games count, you know, it keeps them in game shape. So the guy that's not playing in games, we've got to add some work to them so they stay in that game shape, so when they are available, they can go. The challenge now, since they've changed the rules and the practice squad players can be elevated, is that you never really know. It was, you know, a few years ago, it was real easy. You know, here's the practice squad, we got extra work, this is what we're doing. On Saturday, we're going to come in and do some extra work, you know, in the morning before we do walkthroughs or after we do walkthroughs, whatever it is, and you get that stuff done. But the reality of it with our guys now, you got to kind of hold back a little bit, because you might have a practice squad elevation that's got to be done. So, you know, it kind of pushes it back. So a lot of times what we'll do for the extra work now will be after the game. If we know, you know, that day after the game, we know, okay, these guys didn't play or these guys were inactive for the roster. So we'll increase the amount of conditioning we might do. You know, we might go a little bit harder, a little bit heavier with their weight training that day after the couple days after the game, because they don't have the wear and tear from playing in the game. So we can, you know, we can build them up a little bit more. But as we approach that game time again, we still have to keep them on the ready. So, you know, the last thing Sean wants to hear is I did a guy some heavy squats on a day and the guy ends up being active the next day, you know. So
I can't
do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's do this. Let's get everybody on the ready Thursday. Thursday night, okay? Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dan, we appreciate your time. It's Dan Dalrymple. He's got a book, The Athletic Body Puzzle, a guide for parents and coaches. He's on LinkedIn. He's unique. Welcome and glad to have him on the show. Got to say goodnight to Bobby. We're back after a quick break.
Thanks, Coach Dan.
We'll have Mike Dettillier. We'll be talking about Brian Kelly when we come back. Keep it here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.